I'm Brenda Newbern with Visit Cape, here with the weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. Did you wear a mask last month in honor of the spooky season? Well, 100 or so years ago, you would have been a few weeks early. Researchers report that Cape Girardeau is one of several towns that used to hold extravagant Thanksgiving masking, which included elaborate masquerade balls. And on Thanksgiving Day, children would run around dressed as beggars, going from door to door, pleading for garments along with masks imitating animals. Parrot masks were a favorite. With no masquerade balls on the 2019 calendar, you'll have plenty of time for holiday shopping once you finish the turkey stuffing. There are Black Friday deals all over town, with some starting early Thursday evening. Be sure to save some cash for Small Business Saturday, November 23rd. There's always a healthy variety of discounts on antiques, pet supplies, unique gifts, vintage fashion, and more throughout Cape each year. Grab a blanket and come cheer on Southeast Redhawks football team as they battle the Murray State Racers at Hauk Fieldhouse on Saturday, November 23rd. Kickoff at 1 p.m. SEMO. To learn more about what's going on around Cape Girardeau, please visit krcu.org. I'm Brenda Newbern, and thanks for joining me for All About Cape.